Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
This is the time of year when we look back and try to make sense of what happened in the past 12 months. I'm not good at finding lessons in recent history, but as a serial parent and grandparent, I've gotten pretty good at reading the expressions on a newborn baby's face. I had that honor over the holidays when I gazed for the first time at my newest grandson. He was barely a week old, but in his eyes I could see the unmistakable signs of worry. About what? His next meal? A wet diaper? Or maybe about the world we'll be leaving him. It was a look that said, "Love you, Grandpa, but you guys sure messed up." He's right. We've left him a planet threatened by climate problems we helped create. A world torn by war, terrorism, racism, inequality, uncontrollable technology. We've left him a nation that may no longer be a democracy by the time he can vote. It didn't have to be this way. We've known for decades that our addiction to fossil fuels was jeopardizing our kids' and grandkids' future, that our overly financialized economy was a con game, our health system a shambles, our political system even worse. We did zilch. And so, the generation of Jack, that's his name, will pay the price. Decades ago, when my brand new eyes first met my father's, I probably saw a bit more confidence. He'd just returned from helping defeat fascism, save democracy. The U.S. economy was unstoppable. America was the envy of the world. I must have gazed up at him and thought, "I can relax. He's got this." And he did. My son is busy, exhausted, focused on his new son's immediate needs. That frees me to think long-term, a pleasure for folks my age. We know how to address the various problems he'll inherit, but we just can't get it done and won't be around to do so. We squandered our chance. It's surprising how many expressions a newborn has. Besides worry, I've seen enthusiasm, boredom, fascination, joy. And for a second the other day, I saw my new grandson jut out his jaw and look deep into my eyes, as if to say, with the innate wisdom and boundless confidence of the very, very young, "Relax, Grandpa. I've got this."
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.